geotechnical experts begin fieldwork for an analysis of the Beach Road landslide, and a Yakutat Heating Company wins the annual Southeast Alaska Pathway to Prosperity Business Competition. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Geotechnical consultants began conducting fieldwork for an analysis of the Beach Road landslide in Haines this week. The state hired the consultants to analyze ongoing geological hazards to help inform local decisions about future activities in the area. The deadly landslide that swept across Beach Road in December has left the surrounding neighborhood in limbo. Ongoing geological hazards have prevented efforts to locate and recover the remains of two residents who were swept by the slide. Dozens of residents have been displaced after debris blocked the road and cut off electricity to their homes. Alaska Department of Transportation geotechnical engineer Travis Eckhoff is helping administer a geological study of the area to help local officials make decisions about how to move forward.
The goal of this recon really is to basically observe and document any ground conditions or slide features that will be helpful in informing geotechnical opinions and recommendations related to some of those four core items that we identified, which are the resumption of search and rescue or search and recovery, road reconstruction, utility reconnections, and hopefully reoccupancy of homes.
R&M consultants and landslide technology have been contracted for the study. Their staff began observing the slide from helicopters on Monday and plan to take a look at the area on foot. Eckhoff says right now the consultants plan to complete the initial fieldwork by March 1st, but the schedule is weather dependent. It can be difficult to make observations with snow on the ground.
We haven't authorized any additional fieldwork, and one of the big outcomes of this winter recon will be, what do we need to do moving forward? What additional fieldwork do we need? What data are we missing? What monitoring equipment might we install?
Eckhoff says he is receiving daily updates from the consultants and is relaying that information to the Haynesboro and the local Emergency Operations Center. The schedule for completing the analysis is uncertain. Many Beach Road residents have expressed frustration with the lengthy timeline for determining if it is safe to reoccupy homes, rebuild the road, and restore electricity to the area. In recent weeks, a makeshift road was built across the landslide, and the Haynesboro has agreed to allow Beach Road residents limited access by ATV. The Southeast Alaska nonprofit Spruce Roos has announced the winners of its annual business development competition. The startup Coastal Heating and Repair out of Yakutat was one of two businesses chosen for the Path to Prosperity competition's $25,000 award. KCAW's Aaron McKinstry reports.
For the last couple of years, Jimmy and Star Jensen and their kids have lived a migratory life. They've spent summers in Yakutat, where Jimmy has a commercial fishing boat. The rest of the year, they've lived in Sitka, where the job prospects are better. Then, early last year, they had an idea.
What if we had our own business and we didn't keep moving back and forth every year, and we just decided to stay home and give it a try?
Starting their own heating and plumbing business would let the Jensens live year-round in Yakutat, where they both grew up and have family. They also wanted to fill a need. When Jimmy was in town, he often answered calls from people in need of repairs, but they didn't have any business experience. So when they saw a Facebook post for the Path to Prosperity contest, they decided to apply last minute.
When we got the call that we were selected as finalists, I was just so shocked and grateful and happy. And I was like, yes, see, Jimmy, they think that our idea is a good idea.
The annual business development contest is in its eighth year and is open to entrepreneurs throughout Southeast. Finalists attend a three-day boot camp that addresses everything from marketing to business plans to how to better serve their communities.
It's our belief that, businesses can make money while doing good for their community and the environment. And so the program really promotes that.
Elena Peterson is the executive director of Spruce Root, the nonprofit that runs the competition. This year, the contest was open to minority-owned businesses only. Peterson says that's partly because of the requirements of this year's funder, the Minority Business Development Agency. It's also a fundamental part of Spruce Root's mission. The nonprofit is something called a community development financial institution, which are designed to spur economic growth in underserved communities. Spruce Root's target market is Native communities.
And that's because they're typically underserved when it comes to business assistance and financial services, not just in Southeast, but all over the country.
Peterson says Coastal Heating and Repair stood out partly because they had a great business plan, but also it was a unique opportunity to add a needed business to a small remote community and combat out-migration.
It's a service business that would just improve that community so much and bring some people home.
Jensen thinks focusing on improving energy efficiency in Yakutat and adding traditional values like reciprocity to their business plan helped them as well. Star is Tlingit and Koyukon Athabascan, and her husband Jimmy is Inupiaq.
Being able to help our neighbors, even when, you know, maybe they might not be able to pay us right away, just really wanting to work with the people in our community and help them.
Coastal Heating and Repair won alongside Ketchikan-based Kasey Training and Consulting, which focuses on revitalizing traditional knowledge of indigenous plants and foods. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.